no serve.
This shit on? I think we recorded, man. We live. We are live. Hey, pick that up, man. This is new house, man. This is Persian Rivers right here.
That's
what
they just talking
about. Yo, house, nigga.
Both sides you ain't paid for.
Hey, easy. Easy. This is live. But what's good, y'all? This is motherfucking Chizzy Chad. It's Chizzy Chad, man, aka Daddy.
Damn.
AKA the star of the show.
So, this is Justin. A.K.A. Daddy for real. Best known as Daddy Nim. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the star of the show. I'm the prettiest light-skinned nigga alive.
I'm the sexiest nigga over 300.
Look, this is Daddy. Whoa.
Show me lies.
Black. The sexiest chocolate nigga, you know. Under 6 foot.
He the most illiterate nigga y'all know. It's 6 feet, nigga.
6 foot.
Under 6 foot.
Yeah. 6 foot.
And we got a special guest in the building tonight, man. Introduce yourself. Yeah,
Brian Garnett. I'm Big Brian, man.
Yeah.
You
big, bro.
I'm big.
That nigga said, show me lines. I'm like, show you lines.
Y'all should never let us get drunk and do this. Well, man,
it's not.
We are here on our first episode of Always 5 O'Clock.
So tell them where it's 5 O'Clock at right now.
New Zealand, bro. Like, we looked
that
up.
That's the crazy part. Like, it is 5 O'Clock somewhere at all times.
And what you do when you go to 5 O'Clock? You want to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Most people... White people do this. I see it in the movies. They go to the bar. I tell you, get out of work.
It'd be Tuesday. Happy hour. It'd be a motherfucking Tuesday. Niggas talking about happy hour. Like,
I had a bitch named Amber come to work the other day. Like, she telling me about her problem with her cell phone. Smelling like tequila. I said, bitch, if you don't get the fuck.
What day was it?
On a Tuesday. I'm like, damn.
So... Like, this show is going to spare no feelings. Like, I mean, you know, there's going to be some offensive things said, but it's coming from the bottom of our heart. And the intention is not to offend anyone, but it will be offensive. And quite frankly, I personally don't give a fuck.
And to be real,
and I second that.
I really don't give a fuck. And I'm going to say a lot of bitches. Like, you a bitch, your mama a bitch. Your grandma, bitch.
Sheesh.
Grandma?
Sheesh.
Fuck that bitch.
Sheesh. So, hey, look. So, I got the perfect joke to start us off, all right? And I'm going to ask Garnett, I think Black and Justin has already heard this joke. Because I personally think it's the funniest fucking joke alive right now. But
he hasn't heard the Catholic one yet.
we'll save that for another day. So... You have a lesbian couple, and you have a gay couple, right? They're both planning a vacation to Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
All right? Who do you think, which one of the couples do you think is going to get to Daytona Beach first?
We're going to get the fastest damn car.
I'm sorry, that was unprofessional.
Is somebody taking a bus? Like, how did they get in there?
Nigga, this nigga doing physics, man. Goddamn speed versus velocity and shit.
Well, where are they coming from?
Who's taking what?
Yeah.
It's 95 back though.
Right. So let's try it again. Right. You know, lesbian couple and gay couple both going to Daytona Beach. Who's gonna get there first?
I'm just gonna say lesbian couple.
Why would you say the lesbian couple?
Nigga, I don't know.
Well, that answer is incorrect. It'll be the gay couple. Because they already got their shit back.
What the fuck?
Look,
where did you hear that from?
A white guy at my job told me this, and I laughed the entire fucking day.
Rednecks have the best jokes.
Oh, hilarious.
Like, I don't like them, but they don't like you, though.
I chew tobacco. I don't give a fuck.
What makes you like rednecks? I'm curious.
Make America great again. Like that. It's like...
When was America ever great?
Bro, last week. What is you talking about?
For those who don't know.
Before R. Kelly got arrested, huh?
I gave y'all 30 years of my motherfucking career. I don't know how to hold time. Hold time?
They got hold time, bro. Hold time. I mean, that's crazy, though. 50 women? I mean, 50 women can't be lying.
They are.
So, in that perspective, them bitches lying on Bill Cosby, too.
Oh, yeah. They're lying on Bill.
Fact?
They're lying on Bill.
Bill a rapist. R. Kelly.
He had the Cosby Show.
Man, fuck that show. I hate that show, by the way. Now, what was funny about the Cosby Show?
Them sweaters was fire.
The intro. Tell me that intro won't fire.
Only thing fire about that, I wanted to fuck that little light skinned bitch who got the little fine little bitch daughter that she got.
A lot of bitches.
A lot of bitches. What's that? The light skinned one, Denise.
Denise
could have got all this.
Honestly, though, tell me the intro to the Cosby Show won't fire. The way that they came out dancing.
I like nothing about the Cosby Show.
Okay. Sure.
I didn't think the Cosby Show was funny. I didn't think Family Matters was funny.
No, D.L. Hughley Show wasn't funny.
I'd rather watch the D.L. Hughley Show than Family Matters.
You know what show wasn't funny?
Flex Washington Show.
Bro, what?
That shit was not funny.
It was funny.
What the fuck is a flex?
Man, shout out to UPN, bro. You pick a nigga.
You know what show won't funny though?
What?
And a lot of people are gonna hate me for saying this, but Martin was not funny.
He was a dumb up.
Whoa!
You crossed the goddamn line with that.
Like for real, they need to catch Martin on one of them Me Too charges. Like, because that shit needs to be removed from TV.
They already did. That's why they stopped the Martin Show, bro. He was fucking with Gina.
Yeah, didn't he rape her?
I don't
know. Something like that. That's why, I don't know if you realize the last few episodes, they were never in
the room. Yeah, like she missed the goddamn boat.
The boat.
Yeah,
like, come on, man.
I watched that shit today, bro.
Like,
oh, yeah, it was on today.
Let's be real. And this is me being honest. It was funnier than Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
That shit can go, too.
Right. I'd rather have Martin than Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Jamie Foxx Show. Now we talk.
My nigga. Like, I love Jamie Foxx.
Now we talk. There we go.
I love Jamie Foxx. Y'all fuck with Wayne Brothers?
Okay. Hit or miss.
Hit or miss. I'll take Wayne Brothers over Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but I'm definitely
not going to. Okay, so the funniest black sitcom, what is it? Because I'm going to tell you my take. Off the top of the dome, my take, Bernie Mac Show.
Bernie Mac Show, the first two seasons was good, and then it got kind of... I didn't know. It was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't consistent enough.
Okay. My thing is, they might as well have put that shit on PBS Kids.
Bernie Mac Show?
Yeah, like the...
I mean, yeah, they definitely censored him.
All he gave a fuck about was Katie and Jordan. I cared about Wanda. Like, I want to see Wanda.
I want to see Wanda.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. She was always a little whore in all the black sitcoms. You know?
Okay, so funniest black sitcom. Let me know. You better say the goddamn Living Single.
What? I love Living Single. Living Single. Ooh, in the 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my girl.
You keep your head up. What? Keep your head up. That's right.
For y'all that don't know, black look like Maxine.
She would have put a grin on.
But nah, seriously, my personal opinion, Jamie Foxx was my favorite black sitcom growing up. Because almost like how Martin was, I just felt like, Sinead was funny, Otis was funny.
Was hilarious.
Right.
Jerome was the funniest.
Right. Jamie was just as funny with his little characters, too.
Bro. I don't know. I mean, you know
what? Fancy looked better than Gina.
Yeah, facts.
Shit, Pam looked better than Gina.
Pam was his feet, boy.
I got a thing for red bitches.
Right. Yeah, you really. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about my lady on. Like, you get me. Yeah. She ain't from here. You feel me? So.
Was she from Guatemala or some
shit? Egyptian. She
like, same thing. Like
your girl straight from Haiti. Swamp water, Tarboro.
Hey, look, we got far off topic, and that's what's gonna happen on the show, baby. But what we're trying to say is always 5 o'clock. It will be about that moment you get to shoot the shit with the people you love. You know what I mean? Right. That moment you get to drop your shoulders, you get to release that guard, you get to tear that wall down, and you can just be yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what you have to talk about. You know the people you're talking to are going to listen because they care about you.
Right. And it's like when you get up at 5 o'clock, you just want to talk about the things that you really want to let go about. When you're at a bar, a barbershop, things like that, sports, news, you know, relationships, like which bitch look better on, you know, Instagram, you know, little things that, you know, you wouldn't really talk about during a professional day. You get to let loose and everything. And
before y'all cast judgment, every single person in here is college educated. I mean, you know, it may come off as what some may call ignorant. Some may see it as entertaining, but just know y'all got some pretty, like, eligible niggas discussing certain topics.
What word did you just say?
I'm over here about to Google it right now. Hell, that for me.
You call me illegitimate. I know my parents. Nah, for real. We're all college educated, even though we went to the same college. And nobody really respects us. Like, I have a background in sports. Actually, we work in telecommunication right now.
That boy playing water boy. In the city. He was a top water boy.
I got a degree in sports communication. Derek, you know, sociology. You was a cop for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They need to get that nigga 30 for 30 for the
Hold up.
It's a science. It's a science mixing that Gatorade. Like, you gotta know. You trying to get the electrolyte.
What's your 30 for 30 about?
Huh?
What's your 30 for 30
about? It don't matter. We talking about you right now.
So you had the fastest weight gain.
Oh, man, my God.
I've ever seen.
Jab on the track, man.
That's because I turn my goddamn noodles and pasta to fucking steak and lobster.
Ooh,
remember that.
No, it wasn't.
I'm living my best life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Overweight and
you're living your big chested life.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. That's no problem.
But
I get the drugs now.
He live with his lady.
Don't take that extra try.
And now, but real talk though, man, this our first episode. We definitely open to all criticism, critiques, opinions. You know, even though we don't give a fuck about your opinion. But you know, we
that nigga said, I don't really care. The LGBT barbecue.
Like big words.
Yeah, I do.
So just since you made that statement, let me ask this question.
We're not talking about them. I don't want to talk about them.
If you came home one day, you know, like, let's say, you know, 16 years from now, and your 12-year-old son told you that he was gay, how would you react?
He the wrong nigga to ask.
I just want to know. They want to know. Chad, tell him.
They please. Different where he from.
And that's why we need that.
So, yes, I am from a third world country where that shit is completely unacceptable. You know, it's
there's gay Jamaicans.
There is gay Jamaicans. There is. I mean, there
I want to try to be funny, but yeah.
That means.
Yeah, ma.
Can we be serious? Can we have a serious conversation?
Okay.
No, but I mean, you know, there's gay people in Jamaica, and it's completely unaccepted. You know what I mean? It's the difference is here in Eastern North Carolina, people are open. I mean, you publicly see it. I mean, I remember the first time I saw two males walking down the road holding hands. I was completely shocked because where I'm from, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, you get killed, you know, so it has been a great transition. So if I were to have a child and you know, the child becomes 12 and I come home, and one day he says, you know what, Dad, I think I have a I think I have a thing for boys. As of today, I can't say how I would react.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Hold on. Okay. Would you have that same energy if your daughter came home and said that?
I really don't know, man.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question, Justin, but this is the third and last question. Would you rather your daughter be a whore or be gay?
I'd rather her be dead. I don't know. But no. If I had to pick, well, I mean, really, a lesbian, because at some point, she may still have some kind of self-respect.
Because lesbians ain't real.
I don't know. To each his own. And, you know, I have lesbian friends and, you know, I love them to death. I don't think
you fucked them before.
No, I have not. I don't think any differently of them. You know, I'm willing to share the space. I'm willing to share love.
Right.
You know, so let's not get anything misconstrued here.
Okay.
You know, because I accept all. You know,
as you should.
Do you?
I really do.
Yeah,
I really do. I just don't like other fat niggas. I feel like I should be the only fat nigga there. Like when I crossed and made Zapata Spring 13, I said I would not bring through another fat nigga. And then they voted Munch on the goddamn line, and I was like,
he the ugliest nigga.
Chill. But I thought we put an end to this fat nigga shit because I'm supposed to be
the fat guy.
Yeah, last of the. Literally dying breed.
What was your line name?
That's not important. That's not. What's y'all called? Golden Kirab. Fuck y'all. Like, yeah, some shit like that. I don't even. First and foremost, they suck.
We see you know what I mean? Goddamn.
They suck. Like, y'all should have called. What's that buffet in Liz?
Dragon Buffet.
Yeah, y'all was better off calling me Dragon Buffet.
Ain't no Q in there.
We turned the G to a Q. Goddamn. Like, they do all the stupid ass shit.
Q, right?
Yeah.
They come up with
like, I went to goddamn Vegas for when the conclave, and the nigga name was Magic Mike out there. Like, every other letter was a Q in his fucking name. I was so annoyed. Like, I almost wrecked the nigga. Like,
M-I-Q-E?
Yeah. Really? You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, I love everybody, man. I love everybody, and I want everybody to be open to listening to what we got to talk about.
Okay, so let me pose this other question while we're on the gay subject. No pun intended.
How was a pun going to be?
Okay, well.
Like, you are really the most illiterate nigga I know. That shit doesn't even make sense.
Okay, no malicious intent.
Okay, there we go.
That's what I really.
Now you sound like the ops. Like, they go that 12 coming out. And police ass nigga.
They didn't make me forget.
No malicious intent.
They didn't make me forget.
Go ahead.
I don't even remember now no more.
FBI head ass nigga.
What's the question?
I forgot.
Here's my question.
Hennessy didn't go.
Man, look, we should have not recorded this drunk. But this is what you get when you go somewhere.
And it's 5 o'clock.
Facts. I'm sweating.
You kind of always sweating, though. Like,
man, you always
like, you sweat at 7 a.m.
Just waking up.
You get out the shower sweating.
I never
got out of the shower sweating before? I don't know if it's fresh water or sweat.
Yours.
Salt.
Hey, look, quick question. Do you lift your titty when you are in the shower?
I have to. I ain't got no titty. But yeah.
Toss that bitch across the shoulder. Don't put these on the Jeff Bark again.
Garnett, you ain't with
Bang. He made one joke.
Hold on. Speaking of Bang, y'all heard about the Knicks banning that fan from coming back
to the arena? Just because he recommended him to sell the team.
Nigga, that shit won't recommend. You know,
sell the team, bro.
Hey, my man was doing a live interview. Interview. Like, this shit ain't goddamn gonna get edited or nothing.
Right.
Nigga walked by, he said, sell the team. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Like, the nigga can't even go back to concerts.
Bro,
at the arena.
That is a different level of sensitivity.
But the thing is, bro, like, he had a point. The Knicks ain't made the playoffs in 2013, it's 2019.
Blame Melo.
They made it in 2013?
Yeah, that's when they had Melo. They went 56
and they lost to the Heat the first round. Right?
Second round,
okay. So and who did they beat the first round?
Yeah. Bro, no, they didn't even lose to the Heat. They lost to the motherfucking Pacers.
In the first round.
In the second round. Because then the Pacers went and played Heat in the conference finals.
So if you say 2013, that's when LeBron was there.
Right. So LeBron didn't beat the Pacers in the conference finals, and then they went on to lose. Well, they went on to beat San Antonio. San Antonio.
LeBron has 21 touchdowns so far this year.
I beat your ass.
That's what this little girl is trying to say. Oh, my God. I heard LeBron just, you know, has, like, the fifth most touchdowns in NBA history now.
What's her name?
I ain't gonna put her out like that. But it's only two females that work in my job. And it won't Jessica. So I'm just go ahead and throw that out there.
You send a text real quick.
Man.
What you about to say?
But honestly. On another subject, speaking subject. I'm gonna be honest. To me personally, 2019, music wise, has been trash. It's only been two. Now I say that with an asterisk, you know, or cautionary.
No, that's been trash.
Besides, you know, 2 Chainz album and DaBaby album, which I play every day. You know, other than those two albums, 2019 has been a wash for music so far.
Rest in peace, Migos, man.
Oh, yeah. Them niggas need to just stop making solo albums.
Yeah, y'all ain't hear Lil Nico shit?
Who?
Lil Nico.
Who?
Yeah. That's probably good. What is that? Man, he don't have the music. You know, when, like, you go to genre, you go to hip-hop, and you look for, like, the new release.
Yeah, I like to do that. Like, I do that every Thursday at midnight.
Just to like, yesterday, they posted a nigga named 42 Mug or some shit up there, and I was like, this ain't it.
This is not it.
Yeah.
Who told y'all to post it?
I don't know.
They made that.
That name sounded like the nigga from goddamn Lil Washington or some shit. Like, yeah, I will not listen to it.
The thing is, so in music, I think we got spoiled in the last 2 or 3 years to the point where, you know, and we got spoiled to a point where, like, now us getting 2 albums out of 3 months is kind of trash. Maybe. They gave me something like I just feel ignorant. They got every time I listen to them. I just want to go baby on baby every day. Got that back end money, you know.
What did he say? I'm the type of baby to fuck the babysitter.
Right, I'm the type of baby to fuck the babysitter. Like, you not?
My babysitter was like 62, so I
would hit that bitch too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? The more I like it, she take them teeth out and go crazy.
Hey, but look, first episode, man, I feel like it has been great. I mean, it's more to come. It's only going to get bigger. It's going to get better. And, you know, y'all going to learn with us. Y'all going to grow with us, man. I mean, you know what I mean? You got some pretty, I would think, funny guys that we hang around, pretty educated guys that we hang around, pretty, you know, that can talk about a wide array of topics, which is what's going to be unique. When you can, you know, mix a lot of current events with a few laughs here and there, you know, you're not going to want to miss this.
Right. And any week, it can be anything because, like I said, we're just so versatile. Like, you know, 1 week it can be about love. The next week it can be about, you know,
basketball.
The next week can be about erectile dysfunction.
I want to talk about exercise.
We don't want to talk about exercise.
Yeah, like, you know what? This is the last goddamn time that Garnett comes out. We ain't finna be talking about this herbal life. You know what I mean? Like,
Garnett advertised flat tummy to your head.
That shit work.
He drank flat tummy tea and wear a toboggan.
Hey, but look, man, remember, it's always goddamn 5 o'clock. All right?
Always 5 o'clock.
So remember, when you're at work, you're having that tough moment, just take a step back, take a deep breath, and tell yourself, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Fuck this shit.
And just pull the Hennessy or the tequila, whatever you choose to drink, just pull it out your desk drawer, take a shot, you know, and continue your day.
And pussy's the best thing I've ever made. Good night.
Peace.